Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Mark Mortimer. Mark Mortimer is the president of Adelphi Village. He is a graduate of Indiana University of Pennsylvania, where he earned a Bachelor of Science in Criminology and an MBA. He began his career at Adelphi as a counselor, and in 2002, he was named supervisor of Adelphi's Middle Creek Secure Group Home, which was named PA Juvenile Court Judges Commission Program of the Year in 2005. He has also served as a director of residential services and vice president of Adelphi Village. Mark is an expert trainer in crisis management and situational leadership with Adelphi's professional development program.
Well, good afternoon, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
You bet, Mark. I appreciate this. I'm glad that we connected, and we want to jump into the questions so we can start to share your story to our global audience. So thanks again. And so, Mark, first question I want to ask you, you've got quite the background. You've been a program director, chief operating officer, now the president for Adelphi Village. Could you share with our audience what drives you and what has contributed to your success?
Yeah, it's a great question, Brian. And, you know, it's one that I probably don't reflect on and think about often enough. I guess, you know, I would tie it back to some really, really good mentors that I've had over my 20-year career here at Adelphi. I've had just great supervisors, and Adelphi has a really good training program. And, you know, I really felt like it was a place that I could take responsibility for my own learning and my own development, was encouraged to, you know, continue to grow and develop in the field, both internally and externally. Certainly have been given opportunities to, you know, travel around the state and around the country and see what other folks are up to. So, you know, I think that's probably one of the primary drivers. I think probably the other thing is the organizational culture here at Adelphi. I often say to people, of course I'm biased because I work here and, you know, I really love the place. But I've always been taken by how authentic the commitment is to the kids and the clients, the families that we work with. There's never been a time in my 20 years where I thought we needed something or we needed to supply family with something and was told no. And now, of course, I'm in a position to continue that and make sure the folks that are out there working with the kids and working with the families have exactly what they need to do a good job and make sure the folks that we're attempting to help have every opportunity to get that help. So, you know, I'd say those are the two things that really stick out to me, Brian.
That's awesome. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, like most people I talk to on this show, love, that's kind of their fulfillment. Their passion is making sure others have what they need. And giving back is always something that really helps drive people. So thanks for sharing, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. And Mark, I'm going to talk about the pandemic. I know we're hopefully going to start wrapping this up with, you know, herd immunity and everybody getting vaccinated and right. This sort of thing. But maybe you can share with us, you know, about the pandemic. Could you talk to us with what you've had to do or doing continuing today to help people really help your business stay relevant?
Yeah, Brian. So, you know, I think one of the things that we quickly did when the pandemic hit us was assemble an incident command team here at the organization, made up of all the leaders across the different segments, our HR department, our finance department. And what we really did is took inventory of where our weaknesses were, where our strengths were, and certainly put together a plan to support our staff through it. You know, we have over 650 employees at Adelphi, and they all had felt the impact of the pandemic differently. So we wanted to make sure we were flexible with our employees, that we were still meeting the needs of our clients and keeping everybody safe. So we had a number of policy changes that we had to put in place to make sure our folks were safe. I'd say the other thing that we did a pretty good job at is making sure that our workforce and our families and consumers were educated about the pandemic. We communicated with them every week and gave them updates and educational information and best practices and boiled down the information that was coming out of the Department of Health and the CDC to make sure that everybody had the information that they needed. The other thing I would say that we did is, you know, we brought in some experts. We brought in some doctors that were familiar with, you know, pandemic response and vaccinations. We actually ran a vaccination clinic for our employees and vaccinated over 400 people. So, you know, the pandemic certainly impacted our operations top to bottom, but I'm really proud of the work that our staff did to manage that pandemic and keep our kids and family safe.
That's awesome. And I appreciate your, you know, your unique story around how you addressed some of the challenges with the pandemic. And like I said, I hope in 6 months we can all say that this is at least well past us. So thanks again, Mark. And so, Mark, are you leveraging any new or emerging technology within your business? And if not, is there maybe a cool tool or app you're using that you found helpful you could share with us?
We are actually leveraging some new technology. We've been working on it now for a little over a year, a little bit longer if you count the research that was involved. This is a an application called First Match. First Match is a predictive analytics machine learning model that uses a unique predictive factors, so their clinical, their demographic, and their assessment data, to match them with a program or service that has the highest likelihood of achieving the desired outcome. And we do that by comparing the predictive factors of that particular youth in need of some sort of care or service to programs and providers who have achieved the best outcomes with kids that present with those same or similar predictive factors. Brian, in our field, unfortunately, 66% of the kids that have to receive service outside their home have to receive more than one service, and 44% have to receive more than two services. So these kids are oftentimes separated from their families for a long period of time while they receive that care and treatment. And if they have to repeat that care and treatment because the first time wasn't successful, then you know, they're in the system even longer. So our goal with this technology is to help these decision makers, the courts, child welfare systems, juvenile justice system, behavioral health systems, match the kid with the most appropriate program the first time so that they don't have to go to multiple services and have that interruption in their life. So this is something that we're really happy about. It's cloud-based. Providers from across the country have responded very favorably to the technology and certainly see the value in improving the outcomes that they're able to achieve and working with kids that have the highest likelihood of responding well to their service. So we're seeing better outcomes. We're seeing kids away from their families for a shorter amount of time. And, you know, compared to the old way of matching kids with a program, which really was not based on assessment data or clinical data. It was based on macro level outcomes, outcomes that were not unique to any type of a presenting problem or strengths or weaknesses of a kid in need of care. So oftentimes they base these decisions on anecdotal information or cost or proximity to home, a whole bunch of drivers or reasons that, you know, not very many people would want their own child matched with a service based on. So we're really excited to have the ability to offer this to other systems that are working with kids and families to go after those outcomes that they desperately want and we desperately want for them.
That's awesome. Mark, I appreciate the share. You know, we all want to help our clients, help our kids, and to be able to leverage some technology to, you know, achieve a better outcome is just amazing. Again, this this platform is all about technology, and to hear that you're seeing some positive impact with the kids is outstanding. So thanks again.
Yeah, Brian, I just want to reinforce that, you know, this is a This is a technology available to all the providers, child welfare, juvenile justice, and behavioral health systems across the country. And, you know, certainly if I have an opportunity to share the website at the end, I'd like to do that.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Thank you, Mark. And Mark, last question. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either organizational management or leadership?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, it's a really good question. I often give the advice to new folks coming into our field. There's so much to know. There are so many different policies and procedures and regulations and modalities and interventions that I encourage people to say yes. When their supervisor asks them if they want to be trained, say yes. If their supervisor needs help with something and is asking for volunteers, say yes. It's a field that takes a lot of time to become an expert. I don't know if you ever become an expert. It's so unique and evolving. But my best advice is always say yes when you're given an opportunity. I think the other thing I would say, Brian, is find a mentor. Find a mentor early on in your career. Pay attention to them. Learn from them. Get advice from them. Ask them to spend time with you and talk through what some of the challenges are that the system needs to solve. There are a lot of them. And I think as a result, you know, you'll be well positioned to be a generalist, which is really what this field needs a lot of times, are really good generalists that can help connect all the dots. So that's my advice.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. And I know that will resonate with somebody here on the podcast. Again, it's so important these days, especially starting out early. And you and I both know this, that mentorship is really key. And I've recognized that. And I didn't always have the mentors that I would have liked to have had early in my career. But I recognize that now and give back and mentor people today. So appreciate that share. So, Mark, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, Brian, thanks so much.
Bye for now.